Blog Talk Radio. go into our Monday night iron sharpening iron service, where we are on the World Wide Web. And I'm asking everyone that's not a part of the program on tonight, if they're on Blog Talk, to please mute their phone. And we're going to make sure we can hear what God is saying, because I'm telling you, this woman of God has a word in her mouth. This woman of God has a word in her belly. This woman of God, she not only flows, but she allowed God to use her and work through her to bring forth the word. So she says she's going to be calling back in. I'm going to give a few more minutes before she calls to check on the line to see if she's with us. But I want you all to know it's no mistake that you tuned in on Facebook. It's no mistake that you called in on Blog Talk. It's no mistake that you're going to see this in the replay. When you see it, please don't go past it, because I guarantee you, if you get a chance to listen, and listen with your whole heart and open your ears, excuse me, y'all, you're going to hear something from the Lord. You may have already prayed about something and put something in place in your heart that you want to talk to God about, but God has no respect to person. No, he don't. But he do give instructions. He do give us his word that we could stand on, and we can apply it to every part of our life, in season and out of season. So if you hold on a moment, I'll check to see if Dr. Wright is on the line. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay. Dr. Wright maybe still getting ready to call in, because, like I had said earlier, sometimes you are not able to tune in when you want to. You're not able to tune in at the time that you're scheduled to, but we're going to just keep going and know that God is God, and God is doing what only God can do, that God is making sure everything is always in place. So I hope I'm looking at my Facebook page outside of me talking live. I hope it's not frozen. If it is, I'm going to try to go back so that I can make sure you all don't miss anything, because we do know the enemy wants to cause the program to not be heard. We do know that. So I'm excited about what God is doing. So I'm just going to wave my hand so I can see if it's playing on. Okay, I see it is playing. So I'm going to, like I say, be looking and listening in. If you all want to be a blessing to the woman of God on tonight, I'm going to see if I can find her information for her Cash App so that I can tell you what it is. So just excuse me, I have to reach around. As the old folks say, I had to retch over there to get it. Okay, Dr. Wright is on the air listening, but I'm going to introduce her to you all, and I'm going to present her to all you all, and I'm going to post her Cash App on Facebook Live so that you all could be a blessing to this woman of God. So for you all that don't know her, she is a ball of fire. She is excited about what God has her doing. If you ever meet her, you will never forgive her. She is an awesome praise warrior. She is an awesome intercessor. She is an awesome woman of God. And she's also an awesome book writer. I said it, book writer. She's written a book that is called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. You heard what I told you her name is, Dr. Serena Wright. All right, now. Dr. Wright, are you ready?
I'm on, woman of God. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's in your hands. Let the Lord use you.
So we just want to welcome the Blog Talk Radio audience. We do understand that whenever God releases his word, that he has all of us in mind, and that's what makes life in him so wonderful. He is always thinking of us. He's always preparing for us. He's always showing us the way that he's already made for us. He's already always directing us. And so we thank God for who he has been in our lives, and we celebrate those that govern this platform and create this space for the people of God to make contact with the word and with the God of the word. And so we thank God for Apostle Elect, for Minister, Apostle Elect, and for Minister Sylvia. I call her Renee. I trip up on that every time. And we just thank God for them, for their faithfulness, for those that manned the service all throughout the month. On every Monday, they have a different a voice that is speaking, and it has been their faithfulness that has created this opportunity. Whether you're listening live or listening in the archives, please know that God had you in mind. I say that because it's true. God has us in mind. Thank you, Jesus. God has us in mind. He sees us. He hears us. He knows us. He affirms us. He loves us. He provides for us. He is the way for us. He is the truth that liberates us. He is the provision for us. He is everything we need. He is satisfying, and he is the satisfier. He is everything that brings us to the place where we can break through and break down, where we can go in and dominate, where we can have the authority that he had predestined for us. It's in him. And so we just want to bring the glory that is due his name onto this time. Listen, people of God, there is no greater time than now to be saved. I promise you, there is no greater time than now. This is the time. I know even before I got saved, is when I would listen, and even if I ever considered it, I would say, you know, I'm going to do that one day. But I really wasn't planning on getting saved at the time that I said that, because it always was something that I thought would interrupt what I had going on, and I didn't know how to navigate how I wanted it to be up against what I thought it might be if I got saved. And so instead of diving into it, instead of taking that leap, I put off the best decision I've ever made in my life. The time is now, sis. The time is now. There is nothing else to wait for. There's nothing else to straighten out. The time is now. It is God that is calling you. And the day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. There are so many questions in the hearts of God's people, but he is the answer. He is not only the way and the truth, but he is the light. He is the one that will penetrate those dark places, those uncertain places, those broken places, become healed in the presence of the healing God. He is the answer. He is the one you're seeking. That is where the strategy and the creativity, that is where the breakthrough, that is where the well of emptiness becomes to be filled. It is in him. It is only in him that we live and move and have our being. That scripture shows us that there is a divine stretching out that God has called us to. The world has a form that it wants us to be shaped after. It has a mold that it wants us to pour us into. But once we get in him, there is a stretching out. There is a becoming. There is an understanding. There is a revelation. There is a way. There is a path that becomes so clear. There is a direction that becomes so certain, but it just takes that one step. And I'm telling you, woman of God, I'm telling you, sir, the time is now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Oh, my God, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It is the path that you're looking for. It is the answer that you are seeking. It is in him. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's all inside of him that you can live and move. Do you know sometimes we can be stuck in life? Life can become so challenging. Life can become so, have so many waxes and wanes, and the busyness of getting the things done that need to be done, that time passes, and you look up and you haven't moved. You haven't moved from that angry place. You haven't moved from that insecure place. You haven't moved from that poverty place. You haven't moved on that dream. You haven't moved on that goal. You haven't moved the bar in your marriage. You haven't moved any place in your parenting field. You haven't moved with respect to relationships with your grandmother. There's nothing that has moved. You are stuck because we have gotten outside of him. But when we get in him, we can move. We can move into predestined places. We can move into purpose places. We can move into the voice that God was wanting when he brought us from eternity. We can move into the place where we change lives. We can move into the place where we change our generation. We can move into that place where we leave an inheritance. We can move into that place where we speak and live by wisdom. We can move. Somebody say move. You just gotta get in him. It's in him. He says, in him we live and move and have our being. Oh, we don't want to continue to just survive, but in him is the opportunity to live. We can live a full life. We can live satisfied. We can live content. We can live out our dreams. We can live in these prosperity places. We can live in destiny places. We can live in confidence. We can live in boldness. We can live in courage. We can live in success. We can live in opulence. We can live in much. But we've got to do it in him. It's in him that we live and move and have our being. I'm telling you, sir, it's God that's pricking your heart. It's the voice of the Holy Spirit that's beckoning you. Oh, my goodness. Come on in. Come on in. The time is now. This is the acceptable time of the Lord. Receive him. Take him in. Let him be the transformation that you are already yearning for. Oh, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. This is the time. Hallelujah, for God's people to rise up like never before, to rise up and be seen, rise up and be heard, not in ourselves, not in our flesh, but in who God is hewing us out to be, not in anything that the world would encourage us to be outside of God. Hallelujah, but rise up in him, rise up in that place, rise up in that goal, that thing that God has placed on your heart, that vision, that ministry, that school, that business, or you, that accomplishment. This is the time to rise up in him. The scripture says, don't be conformed to the world. See, I told y'all, the world has a form. It has a mold. It has a thing that it was decided that we should be when God has decided something else. But in order to tap into the mind of God, in order to find out what God had decided for you, you've got to get in him. You've got to relinquish. You've got to relinquish that control. I know it seems ominous. It seems like a big ask. But there is no one that has ever given up anything for God that hasn't received more in this present world. Oh, my God, we thank you. It seems like a big ask to say that you would then give your life to him, that he might be present in the world through you, that you sacrifice those desires that are present with you, that his desire continues to live through you. And so there is an exchange. I don't let me misrepresent this thing. There is an exchange. It is how I think it should go for how it should go. It is what I want for what's best for me. See, there is an exchange, but the way that the world has framed it, it's like you exchange to lose. But in him, we exchange to live. We exchange to move. But see, the world would frame it that we exchange to lose. Now, there is an exchange, but he gives beauty for ashes. He gives the oil of joy for mourning. See, there is an exchange, but it's an exchange to gain. It's an exchange to gain an understanding of who we've always been. It's an exchange to gain authority. It's an exchange to reach that goal that's been burning down within you because God has placed it there. It's an exchange to see your children become what God told you even before they hit the earth realm. It's an exchange to redevelop and restructure your marriage. It's an exchange to come into matrimony because you've been seeking a spouse and God said he gives you one. It's an exchange to gain. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you know once you gain yourself and you're in him, you gain his authority. You gain his wisdom. You gain his keenness. You gain his strategy. You gain his vision. You gain his power. It's an exchange to gain. Oh, don't believe the world system anymore. Put that away. Put that away. Don't believe the world system. These systems are antithetical. These systems don't go together. Oh, thank you, Lord. These systems are not friends, because if you are friends with the world, the Bible says that you become the carnal man, that you have become then governed by all that is within your flesh realm. And that world, that position is an enemy against this position. So there is an exchange. There is a surrender. There is a humbling. There is a sacrifice. Oh, but it's to gain. It's to gain the love of the Father. It's to gain the affirmation. It's to gain the destiny. It's to gain purpose. It's to gain confidence. It's to gain boldness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's to gain eternal life. It's to gain revelation. It's to gain understanding. Hallelujah. God is just trying to get you on the gain side. If you're tired of losing, then come over here on the gain side. Go ahead and make the exchange. Say, God, I surrender tonight everything I've ever thought I was, that you might become the master of my soul, the leader of my life, my God and my King. Oh, he's beckoning for his people. There's never been a better time to be saved than right now. This is the time. This is the acceptable time of the Lord. Come on into him. Come on into safety. Oh, come on into safety. Audible.
Hallelujah. Come on in. Come on into safety. Come on into the place where God speaks. He'll put his mouth right to your ear, and you'll hear him say, this is the way that you should go, whether to the right or the left. There is someone listening, and there are many decisions before you. There are many places of decision. There are many places of decision. And God says, come on in. Stop wrestling. Stop warring with where to go. Come on in to me. Hear me. Let me tell you. Let me guide you. Let me direct you. Hallelujah. In those places of decision, there are many places of decision. Hallelujah. And God is calling you. It seems as though in ourselves, we can become overwhelmed. We can become fretful and anxious. We become worried and burdened. But that's because we're handling it in ourselves. But if you get in him, oh my God, you'll hear direction. There'll be clarity, greater understanding. There'll be strategy. There is abundance, resource and provision. Oh my God, go ahead and make the exchange. Walk away from stress and anxiety and walk over into the side with the God that gives you peace that will pass your understanding. He gives wisdom. He gives understanding. He is the God that gives direction and clarity. Oh, my God, come on in. God is calling you. God is calling you, sir. This is not by chance. The tears are streaming because the Holy Spirit is beckoning. There's never been a greater time than now. There's no other decisions to make but to decide. For God I live, and for God I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die to my own decisions. I'm ready to die to my own way. I'm ready to die to my own path, the way that I thought it should go, the way that I was willing to allow it to go. I'm surrendering. I'm surrendering. That's the position. That's the position of gain. That's the position of greatness. That's the position of purpose. That's the position of destiny. It's a surrender position. And God is calling. God is calling us all. God is calling us all. Some it'll be a new experience. Some it'll be a renewed experience. Some it'll be a deeper experience. Some it'll be a greater experience. But come on in. Give God the new heart. Give God new surrender. Give God a new way. Give God a new opportunity. Hallelujah. To speak to your heart. To minister comfort. To minister understanding. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. Oh, we thank you, God, that you never leave us. You never forsake us. We thank you that you're relentless in your pursuit of us. And we thank you. And we thank you, God, whether this would be a new experience. Oh, if we've been with you for decades, God, we thank you that your pursuit of us is relentless. You pursue after us. No matter what stage of life we find ourselves in, whether we are new to the experience of relationship with God or if we've been in the relationship for decades, you still call us. You still beckon us. You still are after us. You still pursue us. You still want more. You still seek more. You still desire more for us that we might have life and that more abundantly. And after we've gained, you want us to gain more. And after we've seen your glory, you want us to go on to more glory. And after we've been in your presence, you want us to walk in the fullness thereof. And God, we thank you. And God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the beckoning. We thank you for the call. Sis, you don't have to struggle like that anymore. You don't have to struggle and wonder. You don't have to question and doubt yourself. Oh, but in God there's a confidence, there's a boldness, there's a surety. There's an affirmation. Lay down those things that aren't working anyway. Lay down those methods that aren't bringing what you actually want. And come on into him. Oh, God never disappoints. God never disappoints. God never disappoints. Hallelujah. God never misses a one. God never forgets. God never forgets. Hallelujah. Do you know that some of us, when we come in, we are going to have a harvest waiting because God never forgets. God never forgets and he sees everything. Oh, my God, there are some that have said, I would, but I'm so angry because I don't know why God allowed that to happen. I just challenge you to come on over here to the side of gain. Exchange that misunderstanding for gain. Exchange that place where God doesn't make sense, where it doesn't seem to line up. Just come on into him. I didn't tell you to leave it over there. Come with it. Do you know God's big enough to answer your questions? He just wants you to surrender. He just wants you to ask him. He just wants you to know that he's the God that can answer hard questions. He just wants you to know that he's the God that can answer God's questions, that he's the God that can answer the whys and the how could you's. Oh, my goodness. Come on in. Exchange that uncertainty for gain. Exchange that uncertainty for confidence. Exchange that misery for joy. Exchange that heaviness for the likeness of God. Exchange it. Lay down those places of burden. Lay down those places of heaviness. Come on into him. He just wants you to move. He just wants you to move past uncertainty. He wants you to move past that unforgiving place. Come on and ask him, how could he allow it to happen? I promise you he'll answer. We serve a great big old God. Oh, God, we serve a great big old God that can comfort and keep you. Oh, you would think that, but you don't know what happened to me, and you don't know what I've done, but he's the God that restores. He's the God that masters in restoring, in bringing us back from those places of shame and guilt. There are some that won't come in because they are convinced that they need to be ashamed of the decisions they've made, but God's calling you. God wants you, sir. God wants you. He wants you. He wants you to know things that he's seen, and he knows everything about all of us, and he loves us just the same. He still calls us as his children. He still calls us and loves us. He still wraps us in his arm and heals us. So he wants to get us to the place where we'll exchange that shame for gain, to gain the relationship of the Father, to gain the love and the affirmation of a God that'll never forsake you. Exchange that anger for gain. Exchange that bitterness for gain. God wants us on the gain side, but it's only in him where we can live, where we can move, and we can have our be-ness. The scripture says being, but a lot of times we've come to God thinking that we have to do, but in our reality we need to get in him and be, because in him we find out who we are, and we recognize that who he's made us is enough, that if we would allow him to use who we are, that we would revolutionize our whole generation. Come on into the game side. Stop trying to wrestle with the world system, with the way that it's been set up, and come on into the game side. There is financial systems in him. The government is on his shoulders. There's emotional healing. There's psychological recovery. Come on over here. This is where where we meet God at the plan he's always had for us, plans that are good and not evil, and only to bring us to an expected end, to bring us to the place where things are good and they overflow. Oh, my goodness. Do you know that God always speaks in abundance to the point that capacity has been matched and overrun? He told them he was taking them to a land that flowed continuously with milk and honey, that flowed with resources, unlimited, untapped resources that could not be measured. And do you know that with us, he says that in him life would be abundant and more abundant. God always speaks at the level where your capacity will be overrun. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to get to full. He wants us to be abundant. He wants us to run over. Hallelujah. He wants us to overflow. That's over here with him, sir. That's all of that is in you. The vision you have for your family, that vision you have for your children, that vision you have for business, that vision you have for ministry, that is all in you. That gym you want to open, that is all in you. But it's in you once you get in him. You can live and move and have your being, that just you are enough, that just you surrendered to the God that made you, allowing him to represent himself through you, will then satisfy all of your questions. Get over into the game side. It's what God is calling us to. The pressure to conform, the pressures of this world will try to continue to cloud your mind and to create such a burden that the decision to transform yourself by becoming who God has always made you seems to always get away. But tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Come on into him. Let him love you. Let him heal you. Let him speak to you. Let him declare you. Let him fix. Let him mend. Let him structure. Let him love. Let him form. Let him shape himself inside your heart until your mouth will speak with abundance who he is down on the inside. Oh, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come into him. Come into him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begged for bread. Listen, let me tell you something. If what the world is saying is true, it's true. I said, if what the world is saying is true, it's true. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging. But if what the world says is true, it's true. You should come into him. He's a rescue and a refuge. He's a rescue and a refuge. Hallelujah. Where others are toiling, he gives us peace. Where there is scarcity, he masters abundance. Come into him. Settle it tonight. See, this is different from the other times. Settle it tonight. If you're listening on Facebook Live, if you're listening in the archives, wherever this word meets you, this word is for you. Hallelujah. Wherever this word meets you, this word is for you. thank you, Lord. If you have been saved and you walk with God and you're going on your fifth decade, if wherever this word meets you, it's for you. Come into him. Renew yourself in him again. Go back to that place where you loved him with your whole heart, where there was nothing you panted after like his presence. Hallelujah. Wherever this word meets you, it's for you. Hallelujah. If you have been the one saying, I'm going to get saved one day, let that day be today. This is the day for the transformation that you will never, ever be the same again. This is that night. This is that word. This is that call. This is that clarion declaration. Wherever this word meets you, it's for you. Renew yourself in him. Make new yourself in him. Go deeper in him. Become new in him again. Let his word refresh and restore and renew, that we would show up in the earth as those that are called, as those that are filled, as those that are satisfied, as those that are godly. Let your contentment move through the earth as a beacon of light for those that are desperate and wanting. Come on into him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We are the salt of the earth. God is calling us in. He's calling us in. Those that have been with us, he is calling us into the deep places of God are calling us deeper. That initial call was for a different person. But for those that are in him, make a commitment tonight for the deeper things of God. Make that commitment for the deeper understanding, for the deeper places of devotion. Renew your commitment in fasting and praying and seeking and wanting and desiring from the mouth of God. It's for the deep. It's calling us into the deeper place. Renew your heart in the place where the appetite was for him and him alone. Renew your intercession, your heart to pray for God's people. Renewed in fasting, renewed in devotion, renewed in declaration. Paul says, I believe, therefore I speak in this place. Put a watch over your mouth, a guard over your heart, where that you speak, that you would have an expectation to see it. Because in this deeper place, there shall be a miraculous mantle that shall fall, and that there will be occurrences by what we have spoken. Those people that will be healed, those that will be delivered, those that will be saved and set free, it will be at the unction and the utterance of those that God is calling for now. He is calling us into the deeper places, into the deeper places, even in the marketplace, even in the workplace. He is calling us into the deep, into the sanctified place, into the set apart place. This is not into a place that is difficult to understand, that is where people cannot relate. That is not this place, but this is a place where the heart is resolved, where the heart is committed, where the mind is transformed, and our mouth will speak, and our faith is growing, and our grace is growing, and our hearts are confident in our God, and we know in whom we have believed. For this call, God is calling us into the deep before the miraculous will be a common thing for those that answer this call. For the miraculous realm will be commonplace. It will be the normal for them that answer this call. For those that renew their heart, that restructure their understanding by the revelation and the word of the Lord, that renew themselves in fasting and intercession and seeking the God that has governed everything that has ever been created. The miraculous shall be your new normal, that you shall speak with an anticipation of what you have spoken shall come to pass. God is calling us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank him for it. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. As you have released the clarion call to your people to come in, to come into you that they might live and move and have their being, that they may find their place in you, that they may understand who you've always created them to be. We thank you, Father, for the many that shall hear your voice and not harden their heart. We thank you. We also thank you, God, for the call for those that have been in you, God, into a deeper place. We thank you, oh God, and we hear and receive the call. We receive and we hear and receive. We acknowledge and receive the call, and we find ourselves, oh God, before you through humility, God, through love and a desire for everything you have for us. We are all here before you, and we love you. We seal this place of surrender and humility in your son Jesus' name. Woman of God, is back to you.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. I thank you for everything that you have had this woman of God pour into us on tonight. God, I thank you for being able to take down these little notes that said we can live in him. There's no more. You don't have to worry about it, but there's no greater time to be saved than now. We can move in him and live. You got to get into God. God gives directions and instructions. God, we thank you. You are so awesome, God. You never disappoint. You never forget. You never give up. You're married to the backslider. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for the chance to exchange my shame for gain. God, I thank you that you have taught us that we can come to you. We can come into you. We can want you because whatever shame we live in, God, you have been talking to us about our shame, our past. We all have luggage. I thank you for the word on tonight that says we can move in God. And if we move in God, God will move in us. I thank you, Lord, for letting me know you're not just my rescuer, but you're my redeemer. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for knowing that I can renew myself back to you. Prayer, fasting, and any and everything I have to do or need to do to get back in your presence. God, I thank you for the word on tonight that we can live in you. I could go on and on, but what I'm going to do is just let anybody on Blog Talk, if I have anything to say, to speak now. The lines are open, and I'll continue to look at the people on Facebook where the woman of God will check in later to see your comments. I thank you for you're listening tonight. Please speak now if you have anything to say to the woman of God.
Hello. This is Cecilia. Thank you. Woman of God, for reminding us how important it is to get out of ourselves and to get into God. It just is so phenomenal, the word. It was while you were preaching, I could just hear God saying, decrease, 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 reminding me of his scripture about me decreasing so that he could increase. And just his word that reminds us when Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. And when Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And not just that, but God reminding us how important it is through you, woman of God, to get into him. We're into so many things. We're into our careers. We're into our lives. We're into this. We're into that, but we forget so many times to deny ourselves and to take up our cross daily and to know that God, Jesus reminds us, even in John, my food is to do the will of him that sent me. Oh, if we could just live out everything that you spoke on tonight and reminded us on tonight. I'm so excited. I'm just going to hush right now, Dr. Wright. I mean, I could just go on and on. Oh, my God. Thank you for the word on tonight. This is Cecilia.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to speak at this moment? Okay, well, Dr. Wright, I'm going to read to you some of the comments that I received on my page. Minister Margot says, amen. She said, hallelujah, amen. Thank you. Our First Lady, Christine Fuller, says, exchange, Lord, with explanation points. She also says, renew, rescue, rewind, refresh. Yes, Lord. I don't have to read my comments because I said it earlier. First Lady Fuller also says, amen. She says, come on over to the game side. She said this word was needed. So I just want you all to know that we're being blessed by the different ministries on this line. We're being blessed by the different ministries that's associated with Smile 3E. Iron Sharpening Iron. I told you all earlier, this woman have a word down in her. And if you just stay here and look in and just listen, you're going to hear something. You're going to get something. The word is not to make you, as Apostle was teaching me earlier, the word is not to make you feel good because it's something you hear all the time. The word comes to make you say, ouch. The word comes to make you sit back and think, I never heard it like that before. So I just want you all to know on tonight, to know we can live in him with such an awesome word. As First Lady Fuller said, it was a needed word. When we don't know where to go, we run to our friends. They can't rescue us. We run to our friends. They can't redeem us. We run to our friends. They can't even give us a fresh word because 9 out of 10, they're going to say, I can't help you. I don't know what to do. A girl, what you going to do? A man, I don't know. You in a situation. But if we can go to him and live in him and allow him, which is God, to renew us, do you know that there's no door that he can't open or close? Do you know there's no such a situation or circumstance you could be in that he can't put a stop to or provide a get out? Or get in. You all, we have to come to a place, as the woman of God started off saying, there's no better time than now to be saved. With everything going on around us, whether we see it or we hear it or we read it, with everything going on around us, don't wait till you need him, which is God, the Lord. Don't wait till you need him to call on him. You better have some stock already up in God. I hope you got it the way I meant it. You better already have been in a place with God that before you need him, he's already showed up. And as the woman of God said on tonight, when you say, God, how could you let that happen? Get in him, he'll talk to you. He'll share some things with you. You have to know everybody has a time. Everybody has an assignment. And we don't always understand, accept, or want to accept, or want to understand the assignment. But if you get in him, God will break it down to you. He will explain it to you. And you will understand. He will put a peace in you. So I'm going to check again to see if there's anyone on Blog Talk that would like to say something. There is a 10, 20-second delay. If you have something to say on Blog Talk, please speak now. Okay, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I just want you all to know that tonight was an awesome word given to us through Dr. Serena Wright. If you would like to be a blessing to her, please be a blessing through her Cash App, which is $4, all small letters. So it's $4, DRWRIGHT, Dr. Wright. Please be a blessing to this woman of God. We know that the labor is worthy of its hire. We're not asking you to pay or a gift for the word. The word is free. We're just asking you to be a blessing to the woman of God. And we want to thank you all for tuning in on this Monday night. It was 8 p.m. start time, Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight was Dr. Serena Wright's turn. Next Monday is the second Monday. It will be Servant Pastor Troy Thomas' turn to minister to us at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what the man of God is going to bring, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be another message with fire from heaven. So please tune in and be ready to hear from the Lord. And just put your requests out there and know that God hears you. And he wants to talk with you. He just wants you to listen after he talks. We will be back on the air on Friday night. This is the second Friday coming up. Our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. That's another awesome man of God that has a word down in him that he has been authorized from the Lord to release. So some say they are convicted. Some say they feel delivered. Some say they get a breakthrough. But I tell you, if you tune in, something's going to happen for you. Don't miss the chance to share with us with this word from Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. This is a worldwide web ministry. And you know it's on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk. Don't miss a chance to be blessed and get instruction. We will also be back here Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Dr. Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Margot McCoy and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be here on Sunday mornings. So please tune in to each and every one of our service. Please stay tuned and pay attention to my Facebook postings. If you can't see it live or listen live on Blog Talk, you can always come back an hour after the service and see it and listen again on Blog Talk. You follow the postings, it will give you the number to call in. If you want to come back later and listen to the rebroadcast on Facebook, you can do that as soon as it's posted. But I just want you all to know that God is an awesome God, and it's nothing you can do about it but accept it. I would love for you to try him and see that he is good. Try him and see, and see if what, as the woman of God said tonight, if what the world is saying. But we know the book is saying it, but see what the world is saying. God is good every day. Launch out into the deep. Accept the call that God has put on your life. So, again, I want you to know that Dr. Wright has written a book. I'm going to let her do the closing remarks, and she can tell you more about her book and how to get it. Dr. Wright, it is back in your hands to close us out.
Thank you so much, woman of God. And I appreciate those announcements and the opportunity to share the book that I've written. The best description you'll ever need. We know that the Word of God is an eternal prescription for us and leads us through. And God, I had a very specific situation dealing with boundaries and understanding the type of mindset that leads us to places we don't want to be, to places that are not productive. And so through the word of God, God took me back and was able to unlock for me a place that liberated me in so much as I would have never returned back to that mindset since that time. And so that's what the book is about. It is centered around the story of Amnon and Tamar. And so it's available on Amazon.com under the last, and the prescription is RX. It's the last RX you'll ever need with my name. And I appreciate all of those that have been sending Cash App and purchasing the book. I thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate you. Did you want me to pray?
Or yes, ma'am.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much. We have received abundantly, God. We do understand, God, that we decrease and you increase. And we thank you, Father, for everything that you have poured out to us, everything that you have planned for us, that you continue to beckon and call us into you, that it may become part of what we experience in the earth as we represent you here. We thank you that your kingdom is always advancing, and we give you praise and glory for everything that you are continuing to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.